Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Chunky's back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 19th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
Donning the Raiders beanie today. Nice.
Commitment to excellence, JP. You know that.
Eric Bickles there.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday, boys. Good morning.
I believe it's a payday Friday, too, Jason.
Correct, though. Make sure you put 10% of it away in savings.
Nice.
Sock away those chips.
At minimum. If you can put more, put more.
I know, Jason, you like it when we have a lot of guests. We got a bunch of guests on the show today. We'll talk some movies with Kevin. We do that every Friday. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 jumps on at 7. Fridays with Feinstein at 8. We're going to connect with Coach Peter Laviolette from the Washington Capitals at 8:20. And then we're going to talk to Ike Reese at 9:20. Ike Reese, who works in Philly, former Eagle, can give us the perspective of the Philadelphia Eagles and trading away Carson Wentz. Kind of a cheap return for them, I thought.
Yeah.
Well, the owner,
the best they could get.
It was so important. I mean, just to take that salary. That was the gift that they gave Philly.
And I think Philly is way over the cap.
They are.
I saw when the cap numbers came out yesterday. Washington's actually positioned fairly well. I guess the cap went down $20 million.
Yeah, it's like a 180, something like that.
Washington, I think, is in the fifth best position of teams, but the Eagles were kind of screwed, and obviously Carson Wentz makes a ton of money. So, yeah, they unloaded his big salary, but he goes to the Colts, reunites with Frank Reich. Just heard the minute, the Boomer Esiason CBS minute, and Boomer was pointing out for 3 years he was 4-1 touchdown to interceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to do well there.
Guys have bad years.
Yeah, but
sometimes
bad years.
It happens. You're not allowed to have a bad year anymore. We just declare you terrible, and we move on. But yeah, I mean, I have no idea if he'll be good. I assume,
and he was terrible. But you're right.
He's
got talent. I think he'll do well there. I mean, he's got a good offensive line. He's got a great running back. He's got a coach that really likes him. So if they can protect him, I think it's inside on the turf. I think that he'll put up some numbers there. I think. Much better than this past year.
I would have been sized for him.
And he won't have to worry about a second-round pick sitting right there behind him itching to get in there as a starter.
No, it's his gig.
No backup pressure on him there.
You know, especially when you have, like a coach that believes in you. So he should be fine. He's got the ability. Let's just see.
I'm sure you guys saw the stats that went viral that when Wentz got dealt, he became the 22nd quarterback drafted between 2009 and 2016 that are now in a new home. 22 out of 22.
Wow.
No, I actually
the top picks all have bounced. None have stuck with their team because Stafford would have been one and Wentz would have been another in that time frame of top quarterbacks drafted that have now found new teams.
Right.
And Goff is another one. All three of those guys. Think about it. Goff, number one pick. Stafford, number one pick. Wentz was not the number one pick, but was a very high pick. all of those guys moved within the 3 week
period.
Wentz
was two, wasn't he?
I think he was two.
Yeah, he was up there.
My instinct is two, yeah.
He was two. But like you said, you're getting a third-round pick this year and a conditional second-rounder next year. I think that can move to a one. I read that, but let's just assume it's a second-round pick. So a third and a second for a number two pick overall? Wow. That's a good return, like you said.
Well, again, nobody really wanted to take that salary, but it looks like it's win-win for everybody. I would have been sized for him, but we kind of just assumed they weren't going to deal within the division in case if he got his form back. So
he was a killer of the Washington football team many times.
He's hard to defend.
Eagles, of course, have a new head coach, that donk that we mocked a little bit for his goofy press conference.
Sirianni, yeah.
Nick Sirianni.
They're going to have a new starting quarterback. It could be Jalen Hurts, although I was reading that they're going to have some sort of competition. I don't know if they're going to draft somebody with their top pick or what they're going to do, but they haven't just handed the keys to Jalen Hurts.
No, it seems like all bets are off. It doesn't matter when you were drafted at quarterback. Like, Miami was all – there were rumors that they were already unhappy with Tua or going to bring in competition for Tua. And he was picked in the top, what, five last year?
Yeah,
so,
number five.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's safe. Maybe Patrick Mahomes is safe and Tom Brady are safe.
Right.
But other than those guys and Aaron Rodgers, nobody's safe. There's always somebody coming for your job, and teams are always looking to improve.
I thought Lombardi made a great point when he talked about the philosophy of drafting, and he compared Herbert to Tua, and he said, you don't draft the offense, you draft the player. And that makes sense, but I do think people get swept away by drafting the offense because you see a guy like Tua in college who's putting up all these ridiculous numbers, and then Herbert maybe in a less successful offense. But if you just put the two guys next to each other, you know, essentially like a combine, and said, okay, throw the ball, move around.
Right.
You know, Herbert's going to win usually.
One guy,
but that's only half the job, though.
One guy's 6'5", the other one's barely 6 foot.
Yeah. In hindsight, it looks silly. But again, you know, we've all looked at these guys, and you look at the offenses, and you see guys running 15 yards wide open. It's hard to evaluate that. Or in some of these guys where their receivers are so talented that anything they throw within, you know, 10 yards of them, these guys are going to jump up there and grab. Makes them look good, too. It's not as easy as Mike made it sound, but it was. I think he's right, but it's not as easy as he made it sound. The most important thing he said to me from just like an X's and O's standpoint, and I touched on it yesterday, was that idea of they basically do the old RG3 thing. They look at one side of the field, there's a triangle, they do the little handoff, they're fake, you know, play action, and then they look down the middle, and if it's not there, then they hit that swing pass. And you saw that a lot. With Trevor Lawrence, which is not a knock against him, but you see, that's about all they're asked to do at the college level.
Right,
it's such a leap at the NFL level for guys to go up and then, you know, make two or three reads. That's why it's so hard.
And guys in college, well, certainly the high draft picks at quarterback, are always, you know, they always have so much speed around them in college, much faster than most of the teams they play. So it just looks really good every Saturday.
Yeah.
But then you get to the NFL level, it's pretty equal.
Everybody's
right, because the corners are basically as fast as most of the receivers. So you're not going to have those big, giant, you know, 10 to 15-yard separations that you're used to seeing when you're beating up on a college team.
Yeah.
So last week we had Coach Peter Laviolette from the Capitals on after a losing streak, which was the first time we had him on after a losing streak. And it was a fine interview. He'll join us today after a two-game heater.
Yeah.
They took care of business against the Sabres last night. Tom Wilson had a shorty.
Yep. I'm guessing Jason's bet hit, the under and the caps.
Both of them.
Big fatty.
Well, you know, A-May gave me the caps, which I was leaning anyway, but he gave me that. He's been on fire. And then I leaned the under, so I did both of them in a separate bet on FanDuel. Hit both. Absolutely.
Very good.
It was a good night.
Dude, the Wilson goal was pretty impressive, Cakes, in a breakaway. Does he normally do shootouts?
I don't know how many shootouts he's done. I don't think he's normally tapped in shootouts. Usually it's
Ovi,
Kuzi, Ovi, Oshie.
Backstrom.
Maybe Verana.
Backy. Verana's in there sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't recall a lot of Willie in the shootouts.
I agree. That's why I bring that up. That breakaway.
That was a great freak-a-deek.
Yeah. It was silly. Yeah. I was like, this dude. I was really shocked at how sort of a
by the way, what a horrible. The it was right in front of the Buffalo bench, too. They would have been. They looked like the coaches were just. You know,
well, you could tell Buffalo was Buffalo was immensely frustrated at the end of that game because the Caps almost scored again, but once you know the time bled off the clock, I'm not sure who it was, but one of the Sabres behind the net just smashed his stick into the boards in frustration at another loss. I mean, they've basically been non-competitive since they've come back from COVID.
Yeah, they've been outscored, I think, 9-2. They've scored two goals in those three games
since
they came back.
Yep.
Yeah, they're just inept offensively.
Yeah, but you know what?
Good win for the Caps.
That's a team you have to pounce on if you're the Caps. You take advantage of them, you bank 2 points, and you move on to the next.
Right. Right. You got to take advantage of the breaks in the schedule, Cakesy.
Yes, you do.
When you see the poop-a-doops on the schedule,
yes,
then you got to win those games.
Yeah, you target them. Yeah, absolutely.
What are the chances Coach LaViolette did his homework and came up with his intro song? He actually mentioned it at the end of the last interview, right?
Now, he did have, I want to say he had like a two and a half or 3 day stretch in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I know that he's not watching Advanced Scout.
He probably
the whole time.
Thought about it a lot.
He may have. He may have put some thought into it. Maybe. I'm going to say he's come up with it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say he has a concrete answer for us. But again, I'm a mush, so you should fade me at every
turn. So you're betting he's got one go-to song?
Well, he's going to get, at the very least, he's going to get tired of us asking about it. So
right.
He's going to be like, these jerks ask me the same question every week.
I hope that he has something so we can just move on from it.
Yes.
He'll come up and call us jerks, Cakes. I think he likes us.
Hey,
know,
Bickle.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of FanDuel, they are offering a Sports Junkies boost. If you go to the FanDuel homepage on their app, you'll see boosts, which is always lit up in yellow. Go to boosts, and there's an NBA boost tonight. I believe it's will Zion and Devin Booker both score at least 25 points tonight. Pelly's play the Suns. Not sure where their game is, but... They play the Suns tonight.
I think it's in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, okay.
Draft's favorite town.
I believe it's a 2-1 boost, so you get double your money if both Zion and Devin Booker score 25 each, which I think is a pretty good bet.
Hey, congratulations to Bradley Beal. He was named an All-Star starter.
Yeah,
right.
In the East. So he's been on an All-Star deal, team
dude.
Before, but
that is a big
deal. Despite a miserable season, he's leading the NBA in scoring, and he becomes an All-Star starter. It's funny because a week or two ago, I was driving around and I was listening to Chris Miles on Overtime, and he was posing the question, would you put Bradley Beal in your top five guards in the NBA? And as I went through it, I wouldn't, but he deserves to be a starter this year for sure.
Yeah.
Just because when you look at the top five, you're going to start with, you know, Curry, Harden, Doncic.
Dame.
I'd put Damian Lillard. I personally would put Kyrie Irving ahead of him. And then you've got...
Well, Kyrie's starting, too.
Yeah, and then you've got... He's in that class with guys like Ja Morant, who's up and coming. And there's some really good guards in the NBA.
I mean, there's so
right
much
now.
Talent. But at the end of the day, what is it? His third All-Star appearance is very cool. Starting,
first time as a starter, though,
first
correct?
Time as a starter. Yeah. I am butt-sized. This is the only thing I'm sized about. What are you laughing at?
It's funny.
No, here's what I'm going to say. I am butt-sized for him to finish the season leading the league in scoring. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to get narrower and narrower, obviously, as the season progresses. I don't know if he's going to be able to do it. But for some reason, that's important to me. When Gil was here in his peak of his powers, did he ever lead the league in scoring?
I don't believe so.
He was up there.
I don't think he led. As much as I love the hibachi, and I wanted to say he was better than Kobe at one point, maybe for one day of his career, I don't think he led the NBA in scoring.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a homer.
Yeah,
For some reason, that's important to me.
About 3 points behind him right now.
I think the gap is going to close.
It is
I think
closing,
he's
going to
be butt close.
I think what helps Beal is the fact that Westbrook is such a bad shooter. I mean, he's going to shoot 38 or 39%.
Well, I think the thing which truly helps him is that Brooklyn, who beat the Lakers last night, they have scorers who all could lead the league, but that means that they got to kind of spread the love. So Kevin Durant, like if you go back the last 10 years, Durant has been the leading scorer four times. James Harden has been the leading scorer three times. But they're going to take you know, points away from each other, and Kyrie's scoring a ton as well. Yeah, from what I can see, Arenas never was the leading scorer. I mean, Jordan was the leading scorer countless times. Iverson did it three times. Iverson did it four times. McGrady did it a few times. Then you get into the Kobe era. Kobe did it a couple times.
That's my point. Every guy that you mentioned there is Hall of Famer.
All Hall of Famers, yeah.
Hall of Famers.
Well, Bradley's going to the Hall of Fame unless he gets some serious injury.
It never occurred to me, honestly, that Bradley would go to the Hall of Fame. If he can – not that this is the deciding factor, but if he leads the league in scoring, that's a nice – it's a nice lead on his resume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're studs there. The surprising thing is LeBron's only done it once, but he did do it once.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Bradley Beal, cool. Congratulations. He makes the All-Star team. I saw Ted Leonsis had a nice message to him saying he's an All-Star on and off the court. He has been, you know, a model citizen off the court for sure. Mm-hmm. And the talk this year is he going to be willing to stay in Washington? Well, he'll make the All-Star team. We'll see what happens here in the next year and a half. He's still under contract for a while. All right, as I mentioned, we've got a bunch of guests on the show today. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. Don't miss Coach Peter LaViolette at 8:20. We've got Kevin to talk movies coming up at 7 and John Feinstein at 8. All right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 6:45, give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Glory Days Grill. We're going to bring back Missing Link. So if you can solve the riddle of Missing Link, we'll hook you at that $25 gift card to Glory Days Grill. Hey, reminder, it is the Junkies' 25th anniversary presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. And all year, we're doing the Junkies 25th Anniversary Podcast. You can check that out. I believe it was posted yesterday right around 11 o'clock, which was our first look back, and that was our look back at our intern, Omar. And you know what, Drab, can you get on mic? Can you tell people exactly where to find the podcast? Is that just at thefandc.com?
Yeah, it's right there on the Junkies feed. If you've ever listened to a Junkies podcast, you'll see it right there posted on Thursday.
I know a lot of people were all excited that the Junks were putting out a podcast. It's kind of a mini podcast, just sort of in celebration of the 25th anniversary. It is not the ultimate destination of the Junks.
Right. That's down the road.
That's down the road, right?
Kicking that can down the road. That's right. Where that
eventually
is.
It's coming, but not yet. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Don't think it isn't.
Right. Yeah, so I'm still here. It's just me and my youngest, My wife and daughter are in Atlanta. I don't know what kind of weather they have in there. Is it snowy down there, or are they just fine?
I mean, did you talk to her?
I don't know.
Just texting.
They probably got tornadoes or something down there.
Yeah. Well, I know that it seems like the whole country, or at least the Midwest and over here.
So done with this weather.
I know, right?
I mean, it's just every 2 days or something coming
down.
Well,
the dumb thing saw a shadow, right? And said it was going to be another 6 weeks. Yeah, the dumb groundhog. So
Punxsutawney Phil, that
maybe,
jerk.
Maybe that jerk was right.
I don't know if camera or the Ricketts or any of those people amended their forecast for next week. But last week, camera said it was going to be in the mid 50s for.
Yeah,
most
it was supposed to be nice
week.
Next week.
Wednesday is going to tickle 60.
Yeah. So
then we're over it. So hopefully this is the final.
That's what he said.
Push.
But you can always get a storm in March. But I'm just so done with it. It's just cold and just
gross.
Dreary, and it's just terrible to go out. I got to walk my dog twice a day in this mess. It's just awful.
I went to Safeway yesterday evening with my daughter because, look, let's be honest. My wife Dee does the majority of the cooking here, and I don't really worry about meals for people. My wife worries about the meals. And so my youngest, she gets on me all the time. She says, what are we having for lunch? What are we having for lunch? I go, I'm not used to thinking that way. What are we having for dinner? And it's constant. And then if I don't, she kind of tattles on me. If I don't have anything for her, she'll then call D in the hotel and she'll say, Dad doesn't have anything for me to eat. I mean, we haven't prepared
She's
anything.
Narking you out.
She narks me out. Yeah. And I go, that's not really nice to do that. So last night we went to Safeway, and it was like 6:30. Wasn't that late? It was empty. There wasn't a soul in there.
It's the best time to go to the grocery store. During winter storms, the best.
Yes. Nobody was there. And I actually, I've lived in this particular neighborhood for 15 years. I've lived in Kensington now, believe it or not, for 23 years, I think.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I've been going to this Safeway for 23 years. I see the guy. I've never seen it like this.
Because all
literally,
the
even in the pandemic, there were more people.
All the scaredy cats go out the day or two before when they hear there's going to be snow. And then the day of, or in the aftermath, it's grocery store nirvana.
It was
the best.
Heavenly cakes.
It's the greatest.
It was so amazing.
Yep.
I can't recommend it enough. I just couldn't believe it. I didn't have to go through because I hate doing the self-serve stuff, where you cash out yourself. I hate that because that's just a pain.
The employee to do it.
I want them to bag it.
I don't really mind it, but I do feel like I've been duped into doing more work by the man by checking out my own groceries.
Well, I know I'm not efficient at my packing.
Yeah.
I'm not that good at it. Those guys do it all the time. I let
them
do it. I'll have a little one of the baskets. I'll go to the self-checkout, mm-hmm. and somehow in a basket I'll have 18 bags. I'll have a full cart, and I'll go to the regular guy, and he'll have it all stuffed in four.
Put the lotion in the basket.
he'll have all my stuff in like four bags.
Do you know
they're better?
Do you know the new thing? I don't know if your grocery store would do this, but at Harris Teeter, if you let's just say the bill is. 39.56.
They want to top it off always.
The roundup.
$39.56. They do the roundup.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they make the extra 44 cents. And of course, I do it. I don't want the change. So I always round up and just pay.
Will you pay cash at the grocery
store? Yeah. What are you at the general store in 1890?
Wait a minute.
Use cash.
Sometimes I do. But
what are you? This is bizarre.
Jason tries to trade like he's on the Oregon Trail at Harris Teeter.
Yeah, what is that? Is that just it's not a flex at this point at 50 years old, is it? You bring out your big knot at the Harris Teeter?
I mean, if it's a small amount of money, if it's 19 bucks, I'll just give him a $20 bill.
Boy,
anyway, Harris, but what's the difference? You'd never carry cash ever?
Never. I never have cash.
You're not racking up silly rewards points on whatever credit card.
Yeah, you're not getting any rewards. That's the thing.
What am I going to use rewards for?
I use rewards for flights.
Amazon.
I fly there for free.
Flights. Well, I never go anywhere. I never use rewards.
Some credit cards.
The only rewards I have is on one of my statements, you get cash back, and I use that. So I just put that towards the bill.
You know, right. Whatever. Jason's his cash back.
Cash back is right. King. Yeah. Cash is king, baby.
Well, if you've racked up, you know, $500 in cash back, I just put it towards the bill.
Well, you could get, like, free gas. I mean, there's a million rewards. They have anything.
I mean, I got Harris Teeter. I have some things going on there, but I don't.
Jason's like.
The last thing I worry about is free flights.
Jason's
I never go anywhere.
At a Middle Eastern bazaar, haggling yeah. for price at a Harris Theater with cash.
Right, I know, right. Yeah.
I always have cash.
Buying some rugs.
Hey, but anyway, that's
but
better than writing a check.
Harris Teeter's racking it up because they're doing the roundup bit.
Yeah, but they're giving it to charity. I mean, it's not like they're not skimming it and just pocketing that money.
Yeah, but they always ask.
But here's the deal. You just never know where the money's really going.
It's a giant tax write-off for them. It's a big scam.
You just never know.
Is it just a big scam and I'm falling for it? I don't know.
They give it to charity in their name. You get zippy, you know.
I think it's Safeway. They ask you verbally. But when you punch in the code for my credit card, which is what I always do, they always ask you, do you want to give like $5 to heart disease or you know cancer? And all those things. Every single one of them is a worthy charity. But I always say no. I do that at home.
You just don't know how much is actually going.
If it's going to be $5, I'm giving that fiver to the lottery kiosk. That's where that money's going. Straight into that kiosk, my friend.
I would hope that they would. Yeah, I was going to say, can they just offer me a Powerball ticket instead?
They probably could.
Yeah, here's your Powerball ticket.
I saw somebody actually using this. This kind of shocked me. Actually using the Coinstar machine. My son, like, nudged me. He's like, what's that guy doing? I was like, he's the one person in the last 5 years using Coinstar. But right. I guess some people still use it.
Do you and Brendan just go around and Jonah on people?
No, but he just didn't know what it was. He like, this guy had this.
Oh, he didn't even know what it was.
He didn't know what a Coinstar machine was.
I thought he was just goofing on
the guy. No. He's
he
just
inherited
like, what,
your gene.
He's like, what is that dude doing? He's like. I had to explain it to him. And I said, you don't use it because they take a VIG. You take your coins to the bank. Any smart person takes your coins to the bank where they're skimming off the top.
That's a big waste of time.
Come on.
I'm willing to pay the 10% or whatever they charge just to get
to go to the bank.
You give up 10%?
Your guy goes to the bank
all
the time.
What's the percentage that they take?
I don't know. I'm throwing it out there.
3%, 4%?
I wouldn't even give Coinstar 1%. They get nothing. Yeah.
I thought the bank can reject you if you just bring in a ton of coins.
Not if you have a good bank. Not if you have a silly bank.
You probably have to be a member at the bank.
It would be embarrassing for me, Cakes, to walk into the bank and just dump a bunch of coins out of my jar and say,
I wouldn't be embarrassed at all.
Give me 100%.
I haven't been embarrassed when I've done it. Now, I haven't done it recently, but I've brought them a big, giant Ziploc bag to the Sandy Spring Bank.
That's where you and I differ.
I get hooked.
Those days are going the way of the dodo bird because you don't change anymore, Cakes, but Lurks
very little,
does.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Because you're not getting change.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the whole point. All kinds of change. I got my jar right under my desk right here.
Let me see. It's probably filled to the brim.
No, it's not. It's slow. But we just cashed out not too long ago. I probably got like $8 in there right now.
My parents have a penny jar.
Now, is it only pennies? Exclusively pennies?
Only pennies. Like a water
cooler.
Cakes
is getting horny with you talking about that.
No, but I've really slowed down on my pre-1982 penny pursuit.
Yeah, like a Deer Park gallon thing full of pennies.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
They're getting ready for the penny to be liquidated.
All we do is talk about how much is in there.
Your parents are going to be copper hundredaires at some point.
It's actually kind of trashy when you think about it.
Well, it is. Yes, kind
of.
Of course it is. It definitely is.
So, Cakes, did you see the ESPN article about Field Yates saying that Washington is likely to pursue your guy, Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I didn't read it, but I did see the headline.
So Field
Yates.
Well,
I'm not sure that he said they would likely. He thought
it was
a nice fit.
It was his recommendation to go out and
He
get.
Just said that, you know, Field Yates says that they're in the no man's land, like the Patriots, that they're whiffing on all the big boys, and everybody's moving. They're not able to pry away Deshaun Watson or Derek Carr, and if not, that leaves a guy like Fitzpatrick, who did go 4-3 in 7 starts.
Look at me. He's not a terrible bridge option, especially if you draft a young guy in the first round or two to kind of, you know, be his mentor until he takes over the gig. I don't hate it, and he's not going to break the bank. He's not going to cost you $15 million
a season. You can sign him for 1 year.
Yep. Sure. Yeah, 1 or 2 years.
He's just the ultimate rent-a-quarterback.
Sure.
I mean, He is the poster boy for it. So while he would keep them and make them competitive, and we all know he'll have his ups and his downs, he can dazzle you at times and he'll throw the game away at times, he would keep them in the mix, and they'd be serviceable.
Okay,
but
he's
you
either
would feel
Fitz
like
magic
you're treading water.
What?
Fitz tragic.
Correct.
Right.
Hopefully you get a lot more magic than tragic if you ultimately decide on him.
By the way,
Sunday,
he still never made the playoffs. Would that trouble you? He's never once.
And he's played for, I think, eight teams.
Would have made playoff game.
He would have made the playoffs this year had the Dolphins brass not been so insistent on pushing Tua on everybody. They would have made the playoffs.
He's actually been snake-bitten because he's been part of two 10-win teams that missed the playoffs.
That is kind of weird.
Right. Well, here's the thing. As a fan of Washington, come game day, I would be, you know, okay, because I know we would have a chance to win. But, you know, on the whole, it's hard to get excited.
Well, he's 38.
It's just, I mean, the
but look,
ultimate
if you sign it,
he does like to
look,
sling it. He does like to
sign
sling
him,
it.
If you sign him, it's not going to kill you salary cap-wise. And if he stinks, then you just turn to Heinicke.
Right. That's the only thing, is that maybe I could get Heinicke on the field quicker.
It could.
You know, and I get psyched to see Heinicke do his thing.
Yeah. Dude, Fitzpatrick's thrown for 34,000 yards.
Yeah. He's been around forever.
How many starts? Like, what percentage of games
he started more
start?
Games than you would think.
I'm going to guess he started 150 games. More than that?
Ooh, that seems
146.
High.
146,
you're all over it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he had a couple seasons where he was a starter. Seems like a long time.
So he's started nearly 10 full seasons of NFL games in his career.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's seen it all. There's nothing he hasn't
league.
Seen.
How long has he been in the league? 16 years? Something like that?
Yeah. He's 38 probably.
Crazy.
There's nothing he hasn't seen. He makes you sort of instantly credible. He still would be coming to a team that's limited weapons-wise. Let's see what they do in the draft. But again, it's hard to be something that you'd get excited about, you know. Not that any of these guys are. I mean, heck, even if you signed Teddy Bridgewater, it'd be hard to get excited. The only guy out there that they could sign at this point that you could maybe get me to smile.
Minshew. You would love Minshew.
Well, that one. But I'm literally the only person on the planet stumping for that. Would be Jameis.
Right.
Because Jameis, I would have a wry smile because I'd be like, you know what? That guy can put up some numbers.
How about this rumor to blow up your skirt that I saw, I think, within the past week? Zach Ertz to pair with Logan Thomas as your two tight end set.
Well, hasn't
Dude,
he slowed down quite a bit?
He slowed down.
I mean, he had a down year this past year. He was injured, too. So
The team had a down year.
He would be a reclamation project. But if he's anything close to peak Zach Ertz before this year, that would be a ridiculous two tight end set that you roll out.
Peak Zach Ertz, he'd be your number one. I mean,
you could play both of those guys on the field at the same time.
But why would they, if they weren't going to trade Carson Wentz in the division, why would they trade Zach Ertz in the
division?
Because
he's a free
agent, right?
I think he's under contract.
Does he still have a year left on his deal?
Talking about he's one of the guys that they may cut because they're so over the cap.
Okay. That could be, he could be a cap casualty.
Yeah.
Right. Who was I seeing yesterday? Oh, Rouye Funny Danny was tweeting about just ripping the Band-Aid off of Landon Collins, taking the cap hit, but just moving on from him as a potential cap casualty for Washington.
I saw some articles about that, too, on ProFootballTalk.com speculating.
Like a cap hit of something? Is it like $20 million or something? I mean, if they cut him, it'd be like $10 or $12 million of dead money, but it would actually free up about $8 million that they could use to go sign somebody else. And, you know, it sucks to have dead money, but...
Then you cut Alex Smith and free up that dead cap money? Oh, now you're cooking with the fire, EB. Now you can sign a lot of guys.
Right.
Let's do this.
I think that's inevitable, but we'll see.
It's another guy.
Pull the trigger on one of these guys.
Sat down with us. We loved him. Physical freak.
Who, Landon Collins?
Nice. Yes.
Yep.
Well, the guy that I feel worst about turning on.
He's guaranteed, by the way, $18.8 million this year.
That's a lot of cash.
The guy I feel worst about turning on is Coach Brooks. I feel really bad about turning on Scott, but we just need a change. Even though I know they've won three in a row and everyone's all excited, we need a change.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get it.
Yeah. Who do they have next?
Portland.
They go out west? Yeah.
I believe that's tomorrow night.
That could be a bloodbath this trip.
Could be.
This one could get ugly.
Although the Lakers are not very good right now without Davis. Davis is going to be out a month.
And Portland's been playing without
I think they'll
McCollum.
Lose the Lakers, but it's not a shoe-in.
It's hard for me to find a win there.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win that $25 gift card. We will play the missing link for the morning matchup. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Give you a chance to win a $25 Glory Days Grill gift card here in moments with the missing link. If you want to play, 800-636-1067 is the number. Also, should let you know we're going to debut a new segment in an hour, the Junkies Weekend Parlay. We'll give you our biggest winners for the weekend and hopefully we can all cash in.
That would be nice.
Win some big bucks.
So explain this. All six of us are going to pick one game slash player prop slash team prop slash team total, whatever it is.
And I need you to explain this.
People can play it as a six-game parlay.
All right, Valdez and I were kicking this around because we like doing the Friday's Junkies Bet segment and we wanted some more content. So we were thinking about a long shot weekend bet that all of us could grasp at. So instead of competing against each other, we want all of us to win. Mm-hmm. And somebody like EB or Lurch can put the bet in for us. Mm-hmm. Just so it's, you know, we all pay $1 a week, whatever
each,
we want.
Each man pitches in $1.
Love it.
And then we all pick one fatty that we like.
Love
and then
the
we
sweat.
And then we parlay, do a six-game parlay with all of us.
So it can either be from different games throughout the weekend, or we could do, I think, player props throughout one game.
Well, we can do that, but the only problem is you're not going to know what those numbers are for Saturday and Sunday games.
Yeah, like if I want to pick the Wiz Blazers game.
You'd have to do it Friday games, yeah.
So we got to pick that night. Okay,
tons
so
of NBA and NHL games to pick today.
Well, the only way it's going to be.
You got college hoops, too, yeah.
All right, you guys just want to sweat. Okay, so we want to pick a dog. to put the odds up, or can I pick a favorite? Because I don't want to sink the ticket.
It's a parlay, so we're putting all six together.
Yeah,
I understand.
You can pick whatever you want.
But the parlay is not going to be worth anything if we're all picking faves.
Well,
like,
16 parlay
payout.
It
still will.
Don't pick like a -600.
I might.
You put the six together, you're going to get a little payout.
I don't want to be the guy that sinks the ticket.
We all want to hit a lottery ticket together.
Yeah.
So we can all high-five each other and cheer for each other.
All right.
This is weird. We're all trying to work against against each other.
I know you're used to living in everyone's misery, but I figure this time we'll all be together.
It doesn't matter because we only have to hit it once to be butt-sized.
I like it.
That's true.
Yeah, but so what's the kind of payout are you guys envisioning? You're envisioning like one of these like $25,000?
No,
it won't be that much.
I mean, it's a $6 16
parlay. $6 that
it might be a 10-to-1 payout or something.
Yeah,
you'd be. I'm going to start scouring BetQL. Of course, you can bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit betql.com. They've got all the best information. Let's go with some 5-star plays. Put them all together.
You like that? It'll be fun.
Sure. And then the idea is that listeners can jump in on it too if they want.
Yeah, exactly. And then if they don't have an app or anything, well, number one, they should get it. But number two, they'll just cheer for us.
You can even throw in a head-to-head golf matchup in the second round of whatever golf tournament we're looking at.
You could do that.
It'll probably be a pretty eclectic parlay because Jason's going to have his. I'm telling you, I kind of like the Wiz.
All right. Well, you won't know what the Wiz number is because they're playing tomorrow.
That's true. So I'll find one for today.
I mean, you can just, for the sake of the segment,
let's do all games that happen on Friday.
This will be the quickest way I felt my Venmo. I'll just be Venmoing a buck every week.
But what's funny is if 5 out of the 6 hit, whoever loses, we're just going to grill them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be that guy.
Why do you think we're really doing this?
Yeah.
Exactly.
When are we doing that?
7:45.
Yeah.
All right, but right now we're going to play Missing Link. We haven't done this in a while. Morning matchup. We have not one but two $25 gift cards to Glory Days Grill. We'll give you like 5 seconds to figure out the Missing Link where you have to connect two names. With the Missing Link, who is our first contestant?
All right, let's go to Zach on line one. Hey, Zach. Zach, are you there, buddy?
No. He hung up.
Let's try line two. Let's go to Steve.
Here's one, by the way, just so people know how to play.
Yes.
He was Zach.
Give him a taste.
Okay. This is how you would play Missing Link. Zach, blank, chestnut.
Zach Morris, chestnut.
There you go, Jason Bishop. That's how it works. EB, who's Zach Morris?
Saved by the Bell, right?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't even know who Zach Morris was. I just knew who Morris Chestnut was.
never watched that show, but. All right, let's go. Do we have another?
Who's our first contestant? Zach
Steve?
Bailed.
Yeah. Steve, then.
Steven.
Steve? Steven, are you there? Hey, buddy.
Hey, Steve. You know what? Pick a number 1 to 6.
4.
4. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. John Blank Munson. John Blank Munson.
Got him. At first, John
was
Thurman.
Wrong.
Who's John Thurman Munson?
Yeah, me too.
That's what
like John Thurman.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I don't know. I'm nothing.
Sorry, he's a frequent Junkies guest.
It's a little obscure.
It is a little obscure. Hey, he picked the number 4.
Hey, that's true.
It's but obscure.
John Lester, not an obscure
on,
Nationals.
He's a legal
pitcher,
beagle.
And is Lester he, Munson.
Yeah, but I mean,
is
Lester
he still
Munson's,
with us?
His Q rating can't be very high.
Okay.
I'm sorry, just not.
Hey, here's my tip for those that play the game. Just figure out one side of it.
Right.
You don't have to figure out both sides. Just like Jason didn't know Zach Morris, but he knew Morris Chestnut. And it was
Zach John's not a common first name.
John Lester Munson. Sorry.
Hold
if you're
on.
A Junkies listener, you should know. This is what happens in our games. Why do we criticize them so much?
We should
much?
Never play games anymore.
Well, they just like to criticize you. That's what really. JP, is Lester Munson still with us? Because I don't think he works for ESPN anymore.
I think he's still with us.
Is
I haven't heard of his passing.
Yeah, I think he retired a few years ago because we asked him to come on and he said he wasn't really doing that.
Said, "You're finished. I'm retired."
Oh, really? He used to enjoy coming on. And
Lester,
then he just...
I think Lester's the only reason he came on was because he had family in the area.
Right.
And he got sized to shout him out after the interview.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. But once he retired from ESPN, then he didn't care anymore?
He was out.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I always thought he was so nice.
No more family shout outs.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to David. David, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, hey
David. All right. Here's one.
Hello, guys.
What's up?
David.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, you
missing me. Link. Eric blank WAP. Eric
so easy.
Blank WAP.
WAP.
Come on, man. You should know this.
Snow.
Eric
the snow.
Snow
WAP. Cakes? Yeah. Eric Fetty.
That's right.
Fetty
Eric
WAP.
Fetty WAP.
Come right. on.
What's Couldn't the... name one Fetty WAP song, but I've
what,
heard of
what is no. the What is Fetty WAP?
He's a rapper.
It's a rapper.
Oh, no one's going to know that.
Hey, Cakes hey, knew it.
They're going to know it more than Lester Munson. I know that. That I do know.
Fetty WAP. Fetty,
Fetty WAP was actually pretty easy.
Not to me.
800-636-1067 is the
Your
number.
Kids would have gotten it, Jason. Like, yeah,
all right, this true. One's just for you guys. All right?
All right.
Will blank Faulkner.
Will Harris Faulkner.
Will Harris Faulkner. Yeah,
there
you got
go.
It.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Cakes, you know Jason Harris Faulkner.
By the way, I'm leaning
no.
on a lot of,
yeah.
if people are paying attention, leaning on a lot of nationals.
Who is yeah. Harris Faulkner?
Yeah, I know.
She's a newscaster.
She's
newscaster.
Yeah. She's on Fox, I believe.
Fox, yeah.
I mean, how would I know that?
Yeah.
Harris Faulkner is a real person?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a woman.
Do you know who Will Harris is, Cakes?
I know who Will Harris is, yes, barely. Baseball Cakes barely knows that person.
Could have gone with Joe Harris.
I couldn't tell you if he throws left or right. I have no idea.
I think Joe Harris.
Can I do one just for
Baseball Cakes?
Can I do one just for Cakes?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Riggo blank.
That's easy. Drill. Because I've gotten killed over the last 20 years.
You got to leave it a blanky. You got to go like Riggo blank.
No, he's just trying to dumb it down.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just trying to get it.
Cakes,
easy,
Tallahassee
easy
blank.
All right, do we have any other callers? No.
So we didn't give it away. No. We didn't give it away.
Yeah.
By the way, the definition of Fetty WAP on Urban Dictionary is a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a definition for it. I thought
it's just making
dude.
Me slap my knee.
Hold on, put it in the hangout.
I
got to
look
there
real
was
quick.
Alternate.
Yeah. Neither did I. Hold on.
I know he has one eye.
Hold on.
It's
I typed
funny.
In Fetty WAP and there's a picture of Eric Fetty. You got to be kidding me.
See, right, even the internet doesn't know who it is.
All right, hold on. Urban Dictionary.
Hey, put it in the chat, Ricky.
All right, I'll put it in.
Put it in the outline.
All right, here's what we'll do. I'm looking at the outline. We'll sneak it in later in the show. We'll bring back some missing link, and I'll dump
it
down.
All right, hold on, JP. Don't speed through. We've got to find the Fetty.
So we didn't give away the gift card, right?
Hang on.
You did?
That's
what it is. According to Urban Dictionary, that's what
You're
it is.
You're kidding. Is that
no.
That's a show.
So that's what he's named after?
No, it's just a Urban Dictionary take on his name.
Yeah, but is it possible that he did that?
Cakes
I don't think
he named
Wops.
Himself after that? Because that's the greatest name ever.
Hey, Fetty Wops are coming back, aren't they?
I don't
I
know.
So.
Are they making a comeback?
They're very 70s.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I think Pete Medhurst loves Fetty WAP.
Didn't we have a competition with one of those?
Yeah, I think Valdez won that.
Yeah. It was on the guy's side, though.
Oh, this game's devolving.
All right, so we'll bring back Missing Link a little bit later in the show. Your chance to win some Glory Days Grill gift cards,
That's
which we
hilarious.
Didn't give away here. Coming up next, though, we'll talk all things entertainment with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 here on The Fan.
He's a Fetty WAP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.